Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Audacious Appraisal, where we will fearlessly dive into the pressing issues of our time as it relates to our families and our children, especially, and schooling. Can't forget schooling, people. I am your host, a melanated educator, AME for short, and today's topic is modern parenting. Get ready. It might get heated for some of you, and not so much for others. I figured this topic is needed because, let's be honest, parenting today is trash. T-R-A-S-H. Trash. For several reasons. Am I saying all parents are trash? No. But in general, parenting is trash. So let's get into it. Raising kids is no easy task. We're navigating a landscape fraught with challenges that previous generations couldn't have even imagined. Let's start with a bold statement here. Parenting boys versus girls is not just about changing diapers and picking out cute outfits. It gets much deeper than that. So, for example, when it comes to raising boys, there is an undeniable weight of responsibility. I know this because I was a boy. We're not just raising children. We're shaping the future men as parents. And let's face it, the playbook for raising boys to be strong, respectful, and emotionally intelligent men is vastly different from raising girls. Boys are still often taught to suppress emotions, to man up, while girls are taught to express themselves. Now, this dichotomy is damaging and perpetuates harmful stereotypes. We all should know this. We need to be intentional about teaching boys that it's okay to feel, to cry, to show vulnerability, okay? Because real strength lies in emotional intelligence and in stoicism. Not one, not just one or the other, both. When discussing emotional intelligence, let's make this clear, because I understand a lot of people just use that phrase as just a trendy, catchy term. But what it means is it's about being in tune with your emotions and understanding where they're coming from. However, it's also valuable to supplement this with a sense of stoicism, particularly when it comes to raising our boys. For boys, in particular, the idea of stoicism can sometimes be misconstrued as suppressing emotions entirely, which is not the intended meaning. That's not the case. Instead, it's about managing emotions effectively, understanding them, and responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. Makes sense, right? Now, what I'm about to explain is, you know, a lot of you may not agree with me, but it's more truth than opinion here. Little boys often interpret and assimilate expressions of love differently from little girls. While physical affection like hugs and kisses is important for all children, there can be a limit for boys. Listen to me now. Society's expectations for boys often includes notions of toughness and independence from a young age. Excessive physical affection might inadvertently send conflicting messages to boys about what it means to be masculine. Oh, that's another term. That's another term that we like to misuse and overuse today. This doesn't mean that boys don't need affection, but they might respond better to other forms of love and care. such as quality time spent together, engaging in activities they enjoy, or words of affirmation that highlight their strengths and character. It's about finding the right balance. See, that's a big term there. Balance. Finding the right balance of affection that supports their emotional development while also respecting their individuality and the societal expectations they may face. Now, we're going to shift to girls. As a father now, as a girl dad, there are some times when I feel apprehensive about the challenges my daughters may face in the world. And in a world that bombards girls with unrealistic beauty standards and limiting expectations, we must empower our daughters to break free from these restraints. That's a lot of pressure are on our little girls to be pretty. A lot of pressure. And not just pretty. It's about teaching them to be confident, independent, interdependent, and unapologetically themselves. Now, we want our girls to be strong, okay? We want them to be confident, right? We want all of these things for our girls, but remember, there's a balance in everything. There should be a balance in everything. Girls need to know that their worth isn't tied to their appearance or the approval of others. We must nurture their ambitions, their intellect, and their voices, because the future, in a lot of ways, in a lot of things, may be female. Let's just be honest. And we're raising a lot of these little girls that we're raising, they're going to be leaders as well. Now, with the advent of social media, our girls, along with our boys, are under pressure that past generations, even my generation, we couldn't imagine having. Social media places these high expectations on our children. So not only do they face the peer pressure from the peers that they have in front of them, they face peer pressure from stranger peers that are in social media. So they have to contend with a lot. Our children have to contend with a lot. And then some of us like to allow social media and technology to raise our children instead of us. So when we get home after a long days of work, we're tired, we throw our children on technology and just let them go. That's not what we should be doing. When our children get home from school, there's still work to be done as far as bonding with them, taking them away from technology, taking their heads out of technology, out of the screens, and giving them more social person-to-person, in-person interactions. Because this is what happened, and I can attest to this as an educator. You can call a child's name, and you can be a few feet away from a child. The child will hear you call his or her name, and they will just, it's almost as if they are answering you in their minds because they just stare. So oftentimes we have to call their names multiple times to get their attention. Now, this is the case for children in general, not just children who are maybe on a spectrum or have anything else going on with them. This is just children in general. And I think a big reason is because they don't get that social interaction as much as we did when we were kids. They don't have the conflict resolution, the natural conflict, you know, that natural conflict resolution that you have, that you grow just from being a child and socializing with other children. They don't get that as much as we do, because much more of their time is spent with their heads, eyes, ears, and brain and mind in technology. Technology serves a good purpose, but there's a lot of damage that it does as well. And again, here's that word balance. Here's where that word balance comes back into play. It's not that we don't want, we should take them totally away from the technology, but we do need to balance the time that they spend. You know, there are 24 hours in a day. Children are awake for however long they are. They're asleep maybe, 8 hours? They have to, you know, do other things in the day. And a large chunk of the time that they spend awake, they are on technology. They're not outside like we were. For one reason or another, I understand that it's not as safe now as it once was. It's not as safe. I understand that. But aside from the children who are athletes or whatever the case may be, our children are really not outside like that, like we used to be. And for whatever reason, that's a problem, because our children are bigger. They're more obese. They're overweight because they're not outside moving like we did. A lot of you don't like for me to talk like this, but if what I'm saying is false, okay, then I shouldn't be saying this, but what I'm saying is 100% true. Take that iPhone away from your child. Take that iPad away from your child. Interact with your child. Have them interact with other children at school. I have a mentor group, a step team/mentor group. And we talk, we have these, what I call circle time, and we sit and we talk about certain things, expectations, what the things that they are going through throughout their day. I give them words of wisdom or whatever the case may be. And surprisingly, I can bring the children to tears just by speaking to them from my aspect of what I see and what they should be and building them up, because a lot of times they don't hear certain things that I tell them. Parents are not telling them. A lot of people are not telling these kids these things. And they don't hear a lot. They hear more about what they need to be. They hear more about the latest TikTok dance. They don't interact with each other. They don't interact enough with their parents. We are raising possibly the largest generation of, I'm going to say it, sociopaths this world has ever seen. This is not a shot at anybody. This is a, if anything, this is a, this should be a warning. This should be a caution, a red flag. Children who don't socialize, they don't talk to each other. As much as we're humans, we need to socialize. We need other humans. And the fact, and looking, watching and looking at and listening to people over the internet on technology, all that, that doesn't count. You need face-to-face interaction. You need to understand how to respond to someone when they ask a question. Because think about it, a lot of times we're watching, like you guys are listening or watching this podcast right now, and you may be just answering whatever with whatever answer you have in your head to what I'm saying. You're answering in your head for the most part. Think about them doing this all day long. Listen, my bonus daughter, very smart, extremely smart, picks up on almost anything that you put in front of her. But when it comes to technology, my baby will walk into a wall because she's that deep into that technology to where we have to take it from here from time to time. Because even though I am an educator, I can't see my baby all day. I wish I could. I wish I could see her more. I wish I could be around her more. But she understands my expectations. So when she gets here to where I am, A lot of times I like to take that technology away from her for a little bit, just so, you know, she can have her eyes up, as I call it. But one thing I do, I notice is too much of this technology makes our children anti-social, because again, they're not socializing. Makes sense here. Now, I'm a girl dad, and one problem that I haven't mentioned yet is there are not enough fathers in these children's lives. Fathers play a crucial role in a very crucial role in children's lives. And it's more than just to be there in the household. You have to be actually present with the child. The stereotype of the bumbling dad or the absentee father is outdated and it's damaging. Fathers are not just babysitters or secondary parents. They are essential pillars in their children's lives. It should be providing love, guidance, and stability, right? Now, statistics indicate that children raised with the discipline and attentive guidance of a present father, keep in mind, I'm saying present father, tend to have higher likelihood of success in life. That's a given, right? Should be. Let me give you a few statistics that I noted here. 43% of U.S. children live without their father. That's terrible. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 80% of RAPISTS, motivated with displaced anger, comes from fatherless, which brings us to the elephant, back to the elephant in the room, social media. Ah, the double-edged sword, that's that of our digital age. On one hand, it connects us and provides a wealth of information. On the other hand, it presents a minefield of challenges for today's parents. So if one parent is there, and normally it's the mother, that mother can't watch the children all day by herself. She has other things she may need to do, so she can't do everything, even if she feels that she can't. She can't do everything. That dad needs to be there to direct and make sure that that child is not on social media all day. A lot of strange things happen on social media. We know this. Who better to protect than dad? And man, social media is just a big deal for me. Social media distorts reality for children. It creates unrealistic expectations and pressures. It exposes our children to a world of cyberbullying, harmful content, and the relentless pursuit of likes and followers. Woo, that is terrible. That's also true for us adults. As parents, we must be vigilant, setting boundaries, and teaching our kids to navigate this digital landscape safely. Okay, with a balance. So where does this leave us? Modern parenting is a balancing act of old wisdom and new challenges. It's about breaking free from outdated norms, empowering our children to be their authentic selves, and navigating the complexities of a digital world. There are some things that we used to do when I was, you know, as families, when I was a child, that we need to keep. Some things we need to change. Some things we can throw away. It's time to be unapologetic, people. It's time to be assertive and critical when needed, because our children deserve nothing less than our unwavering dedication to raising them and to the compassionate, resilient, and bold individuals they are meant to be. That's all I have for you today. This has been The Audacious Appraisal. Don't forget, join me next time as we continue to fearlessly explore these issues. Until then, stay brave.